Is the beginning of the fourth parak here in Maseches Ksubos. The first Mishnah and section is really a continuation of the previous parak, all about Knasos and Onis and Mefate. Then we will branch out a little bit. The Mishnah gets into the Sugyas of Motzi Shemra. That'll be from Daf Mem Dalet or so, one of the two places in Shas where Motzi Shemra is discussed at length. And then from Daf Mem Vav, it's really the next section of the Masechta, as we will get into, relating to the Zechuyos of the father in the daughter. From Daf Mem Vav and on, that'll be a whole new world, which we will discuss starting from then. But today we start a new perek, Daf Mem Aleph Amabez, Perek Nara Shenis Patata, says the Mishnah. Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Nara Shenis Patata. So as we have discussed, a Nara that was seduced, that was Nispata, Boshta Upagama Viknasa Shelavia. But we know the payments that the Mafate has to pay, Boshes and Pagam, and the Knas of Chamishim Kasef goes to her father, while she is a Nara between, again, 12 and 12 and a half. We had a Machlokes in the previous Perek, Machlokes Chachamim and Rabbi Meir. What if she's a Ketana? If she's a Ketana, then it for sure goes to the father. If it's a Nara, that's the Chiddush, that even when she's a Nara, when she's a Gdola, it goes to the father. That's based on the Psukin that we'll see later in the Perek, of all Shevach Beis Avia goes to her, Beis Neurim goes to her father. The Hatsar Betvusa. And also the payment of Tsar, Tvusa, is a language of Anusa. Rashi quotes, it's based on the language of the Pasuk, but that is, as we learned earlier, the extra payment that is made in a case of Ones that is not made by Mefate for the Tsar. So that also goes to the, that also is paid. And Pashtus of the Mishnah is that it goes to the father. That's the Pashtus of the Mishnah, the understanding. Rashi notes on the first line of Rashi, Vatzar Nami La Avia Ba'anusa. Right, Rashi notes that it's a little unclear in the Mishnah. It doesn't say it explicitly. It says, Boshes, Pagam, and Knas go to the father, and Tsar in a case of Ones. Period. So is that just relating back to the previous line of the Mishnah? So Rashi notes it's a little unclear Lashon, and therefore Rashi has to explicate that. Why does Rashi have to explicate it, and why is it unclear? There is another Deah out there, the Ravid. The Ravid, quoting the Tur and Ibn Ezer in Simon Kufayin Zayin, quotes that no, Tsar goes to her. The other payments go to the father. Tsar, pain always has to do with the person's body himself or herself. This Tsar, so then it goes to the person themselves. There's a big discussion. The Tosfos Yontif here on our Mishnah quotes this Machlokas Rashi, Rov Rishon Imen the Ravid, or the lengthy discussion of it. But the problem, the Ritva here notes this, is that we find other Gemaras that point to the fact that Tsar always goes to the person that went through the Tsar. Right? That's a very personal payment. Right? It's not like the others where it affects, everything is based on the act that was done. But you could separate a little bit the embarrassment. The embarrassment could be also be related to the family, as we saw, and the other payments. But when it comes to Tsar is going to go to the father. She went through the pain. So the Ritva here asks, the Afagavda Amarina Beperka Chovel, even though it says in Maseches Baba Kama Daf Pei Zayin that Tsara Dida Lo Zachi La Rachmana La'av, that her tsar does not go to the father. Shiny hacha sheyachol ha'av letzara betzar zeh. That's talking about chavala, a regular case of chavala, right? Wounding. But that's a case where the father has no right to, has no power over wounding her. But here, says the Ritva, the father has the power to give her over in terms of marriage, in terms of a kiddushin. Shiny hacha sheyachol ha'av letzara betzar zeh. What's the tsar zeh? As we saw a couple of days ago, pisuk raglayim, which is part of a maisabia, which the father has the power to give her over for a maisabia anyway. So that's why in this case the father's going to get shebiyado l'masur l'chupa di ketzar shel pisuk raglayim v'chein pirish b'Yerushalmi. So the Ritva notes that it's a little difficult to explain, but that's what the emphasis of the Mishnah is in Rashi. Keep in mind that the Ravid has a little bit going for him in that, why did the Mishnah just say Boshes Pagam Viknas Vitzar Lavia? Right, it left it open a little bit to have that machlokas. But Rov Rishonim assume like Rashi, and that is that Tsar also goes to the father. Viter. Amda bedin ad shelo meis ha'av. So now we get to a new factor. So we know it goes to the father. But what if the din does not finish until the father something occurs, and that is as follows. Amda bedin ad shelo meisa'av. What if there's hamadas adin before the father dies? Meaning they were brought to judgment, and then that's a regular case. Harehin shelav. Then it goes to the father. But meisa'av harehin shelachin. What if the father dies, but it's after they already had the discussion in Bezdin, they already had hamadas adin, so it still goes to the father. The father died, it goes to the father's yershim. It goes to her brothers. Fine, that's because the father was still alive throughout the significant part of the process. But lo hispika lamod bedin at shemesa av harehen shel atzma. But what if they did not have hamadas adin until the father died? Meaning before the woman came to Bezdin and tried to be toveya the money, the father dies before that. So then it goes to her. Harehen shel atzma, because hamadas adin is a crucial moment in time. Similarly, amda bedin ad shelo bagra, if hamadas adin took place, if they started the korg, it doesn't say dafka the din was finished. Might be just not like there's so much masa umatan that takes place. In other cases of bate dinim, we have the stage of kabbalas edus, we have the stage of masa umatan, and then we have gemar din. Here it says hamadas adin. Means the din was involved already. So on the din achalo bagra, before she became a bogeres harehen shalav. So then again, it's the father meisa harehen shalachin. As long as the father was around and she was still a nara at the time of hamadas adin, it goes to the father or his yarshim. Lo hispika laamod bedin ad shebagra. But if she became a bogeres, she became 12 and a half before the whole din got moving. Harehen shalatzma. So bagrus and misa both take her out of the rishus of the father, give her independence, and therefore she's going to get her own payments instead of it's going to the father. That is the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon argues, Rabbi Shimon says the crucial time is not hamadas adin. We'll have to see in the Gemara, is this a general rule of Rabbi Shimon, or is it something unique to the world of Knossos? So we'll see that in the Gemara, Bezos Hashem. Rabbi Shimon Omer, imlo ispika ligvos, ad shemesav or ad shebagra, harehen shel atzma. Rabbi Shimon says it goes by shas gevia, not shas hamada bedin. So if the knas, if the person, the ma'anis, the mafata didn't pay until before the father died, or until she became a bogeres, it's going to go to her. Good. There is one of the major discussions in many of the dafim that we're going to have over the next couple of weeks when we talk about the rights of the father. We mentioned, if you want to look for a moment, the Mishnah daf mem vav mabez. The Mishnah there says, which I said really starts the next section of the Masechta, the Mishnah there says a list of all the zechuyos that the father has in his daughter. Ha'av zakai bebito bekidusheha, bekesev shtar bia, kidushin, zakai bemitziyasa, maisi yadayim, afaris adareha, which we mentioned, makabelas gita, ve'ena nises, and once there's a marriage, then the Baal has these rights. So that's over the next couple of dafim, and even prakim, this is a major issue. The father's rights in the monetary rights in his daughter when she's a ketana, when she's a nara, what transfers to the husband by irisin, by nisuin. This is a big discussion. So in many of those discussions, which we're going to have one right now, the halachic lumdus question is, who's the real address? Who's the real address? Let's say, in certain cases, the father and the daughter could get, in terms of accepting a get, in terms of other areas. Here, the father's going to get it. But does that mean that it kind of like goes through her to him? Because she's the one that's involved in the act. Or does it go straight to him? Is he the real address or not? The Rishonim point out that the language here is Nekeva. Lashon Nekeva. Lo hispika la'amod bedin. So she's the one that came to Bezdin, or does her father come to Bezdin? Who is the Baal Dovar with the Ma'anis and the Mefateh? What difference does it make? What difference does it make? I'll tell you a difference. There is a halacha of modeh b'miksas. You have to be modeh in front of the Baal Dovar. There is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says, fascinating machlokas, Hilchas Na'ara, Beis Yud Gimel, the end of Nashim. It's one of the smaller areas of the set of halachas in the Nashim. You know, you have Ishus and Gerushin, right? The Rambam's set of halachas in Hilchas Sefer Nashim is five halachas. Ishus, Gerushin, those are the two main ones used. Yibam and Chalitza, as we have seen. Right, the Rambam changes the order of the Mishnayos. He doesn't have Yibam and Chalitza first. We discussed why Yevamis is first, before Ksubis, and Kiddushin is last, after Gerushin. So, the Rambam changes it. Ishus, Gerushin, Yibam, and Chalitza, Nara Besula, and Sota. That's the Rambam's five Lashonos, right? Even though Rabbi Yehuda Anasi put Nazir in Seder Nashim, the Rambam has that in Hafla, along with Nedarim and Shvuos, right, and Arachin. That's in Hafla, halachas that kick in based on expressions. But in Hilchas Nara Besula, says the Rambam, Amra Lo, Anasta Osi, woman comes to court and says, you were Ma'anes me, to a man. Vehu Omer, Loki, Elapatiti, no! It was pitui. I admit to the act. But it was pitui. It was not ones. So the Rambam says, this is modu b'miksas. Remember we just learned here and back on Daf Lamites. Ones pays one extra payment. Tsar and mefate does not. So if the woman's claiming ones and he's admitting mefate, so he's basically admitting to modu b'miksas. He's admitting to boshes and pagam and knas. But he says, I'm not chayav tsar. So the Rambam says, "Harizeh nishba shvuas haTorah al demeh hatzar umishalem boshes upegam." That's it. Shaharei hoda b'miksas ataina kamoshis barbim kamo. This is modem b'miksas. And the Rivet jumps on the Rambam. He says, "What are you talking about? He's not. She's not the balas davar, right? He's going to say modem b'miksas based on admitting to her. Ein kan shvua," says the Rivet. "Lefisha ein kan toveya. The no toveya is not here." The proper Toveya is not here. Shata Shlumin Einon Shelah. The Tashlumin don't go to her, it goes to her father. Ukemo mana la'aba biyotchahu. It's like somebody says, you know, your father owes me money, and the son admits. So that might not be modem mixas, because you have to be modem in front of the baldavar. Ve'im ta'an aviha efshar sheyihah zehadin. If the father was doing this, okay, then the Rivet says, okay, then it can be modem mixas. But not when she's doing it. So what is the Rambam answer to the Rivet? The father's the one that gets the money. So why isn't he the Baldavar? Says the Kesef Mishnah. Well, you know where the Rambam gets it from? The language of our Mishnah. The language of our Mishnah is in Lashon Nekeva. It says, Lo hispika la'amod bedin. Amda bedin. Actually, it's all about Lashon Nekeva. So the Kesef Mishnah says, Va'ani omer, sha'af al pi sha'tashlumim. It's a crucial Lashon, then we'll see what it means. First, what does he say? V'ani omer, sha'af al pi sha'tashlumim einan shalah. Even though she doesn't practically get the money, me'achar shemashe zoche bohem ha'av, hu al yada shapir mikri toveya. It's enough for her to be called the Toveya because it goes through her. That's enough. Umeforish b'mishnah, reish perek nara, sha'afiluk sha'aviyah kayam hi ha'omedes bedin. She's the one that has a medes bedin. That is the Kesa Mishnah. If you look in the stipler in the Simin Mem Gimel, it's in the new, semi-new, stiplers in Simin Mem Gimel, the title of the Simin, Be'inyan mihu ha'bal davar, or ha'bal din, l'tvoas onis ha'mafata. Who's the Baldin? And he quotes the Machloka through Amar the Raivin. And then he has, so the Kesef Mishnah. That's what everybody talks about, this Kesef Mishnah. Oh, even though he gets the money, she's the Baalas Davar. So what does that mean exactly? What does the Kesef Mishnah mean? She's not getting the money, but she's the one. She's the focus. So he has three different formulations. He says, number one, Lezos Nira, da Kesef Mishnah Mode, Deiker Chiyuva Deknas Uboshes Bekam Havi Mi'ikara La Ha'av. Really, the real address, halachically, is the father. Ella to mikol makom he nikreis baldavar me'achas shakol chiyavu machmas lesa dida shekachu gzeras akasev she'aver efseida v'apkiyah she'asel abas chayav l'shayim le'avia. The father, the payments, lumdis conceptually are the father's, straight to the father. That's the zchus. The father has many zchuyos. One of them is something that happens to the daughter, but it goes to her. Lumdis, but in terms of modem mixat, it's enough because she is the catalyst that starts the chiv of the Torah to her father. That's good enough for Hilchas modem mixas. That's one way to look at it. And then he says, but other Rishonim, you get the impression that she's the real Baalas Davar. She's the real Baalas Davar. It just so happens that the Torah then is Mizakeh, the father. It's like she gets it and then it goes from her to him. That's the second formulation. He says, after all, though, he says, if you have that formulation, I have a problem. because then what the Gemara say? The Gemara is going to say today on today's daf, and we might have mentioned it before. If it goes to her by mefateh, then she loses the payments because she's mocheles. She's mocheles. So if she's how can you say in a case of mefateh that it's supposed a regular case of mefateh goes to the father even though she was mefateh? So she did it baratzon. So one second, if she's the real address and it really goes from her to him, it goes through her. So why shouldn't every case of mefateh be mocheles and the father should never get it? So you have to say something else, says the Kilos Yaakov in his final formulation. Even if you say, he's trying to have his cake and eat it too, even if you want to say that she's the real address, she still doesn't have the right to be mocheles in a case where the father is supposed to get it after her. That's what you have to say. She's meshubid to the father. And just like I can't be mochel something that belongs to you, so to hear, v'hanir bazeh demuchrich lomar, t'yafal pi she'ikar achiv knas hu la'abas, mikamakom lav bailim hi limchol oso, kiva shekol zechuyos meshubadim lachzor l'rishus ha'av, basar she'tizke bedin, ein b'yachota limchol zechuyos halalu. So it's a great sugya about who the real bailim is, and if somebody's the real bailim, In the last formulation is even if she's not she is the real Bialim, she still can't be Mocheles. Right? It kind of reminds us of a sugi that we'll have at Hashem in a couple of months towards the end of Ksubis in the Pays, one of the sugis of being this din of Shmuel, right? If you're mocher shtar chov umachlo, if I sell you a shtar, somebody the obvious shtar that says Reuven owes me 500, and then I sell you the shtar, and then I'm mochel the shtar to Reuven. So now, what did I do? I was mochel a shtar, but I just caused you a lot. Am I allowed to do that? If I sell you a shtar, and then I'm mochel it. So that's a kind of a similar, who's the real Baal Dover once I sell you the shtar? If you assume that I could sell a shtar, so you have Rebbe, Osios, Niklos, Bimisira, that I can give you a shtar that says, Reuven owes me 100, and you can still collect with that. Assuming that's true, could I then go and collect? Is that a case of garmi, which we discussed a couple of weeks ago? Is that indirect grama, which I'm pater? Is that garmi, which I'm chayev? These are all overlapping. But the main question here is, who is the real address for this payment? The father Lamaisa gets it. And the father gets it even by mefateh. The question is, does that tip you off? Well, if it's mefateh, the father gets it still. It has to be the father's is the real address. Or do we say, no, it goes through her to him?
Isn't the best evidence that it goes through her that if she dies, the father doesn't get it?
You might say that the chiyuv is determined from the moment of the maisa. So because the moment of the maisa went through her, so I don't think that's a foolproof. That's foolproof. Right. Or it might just be a plain. The question was, what if she dies? That's obvious that it does. That it goes through. That it's for sure it goes through her. But there might be exeris hakasav also. The Gemara has to quote a separate pasuk to tell me that if she dies beforehand, then he doesn't collect. So hanara velo hames. So that also questions how to understand the gzeras hakasav. Is this megala on the din, or is this telling you no, it should go, but the gzeras hakasav tells you otherwise? You never know with the gzeras hakasavs. Okay, so this is a major discussion again, but the language of the Mishnah being in Lashon Nekeva is what tips off, at least the Kesha Mishnah thing, that's what tips off the Rambam. The Ritva here just says, am I using Lashon Nekeva because it goes through her even if she's not the real full address. But that Rambam Ravid is a great starting point for the Machlokas, whether there's proper Modim Mixas if it's in front of her. Vayta, last line of the Mishnah. Maisi Yadeha Umitziyasa, the Maisi Yadayim, and anything that she finds, Afab, which we'll learn later on, again in that Mishnah Daf Mem Vav, that's usually goes to the father when she is a Nara. What is Maisi Yadayim? Her earnings. Any of her earnings go to the father, and anything she finds, Avabi Shalo Gavsa, Mesav Arein Shalachet. Even though she hasn't collected them yet, if the father died, it goes to the brothers, meaning it's still the father's. Right when she does the work, even if she didn't get paid yet, the father is already zocha into it, and therefore if the father dies, the brothers get it. The Gemara will talk about, what do you mean a mitzia, that she hasn't been zocha yet? She didn't find it yet. So what a connection does it have to the father at all? So the Gemara will talk about that. Maika Mashmalon, ask the Gemara, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? That, right, you have these three payments, and then the one payment added to the ones. Tanina, we learned it 4 blad ago. Hamafata nosin shlosha dvarim b'ones arba. Mefata pays 3, ones pays 4. Hamafata nosin boshes b'gam b'knas. Mosif alav ones, shenosin is atzar. So we already learned that in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Tes. So what's our Mishnah adding? Li'avi etzrichle. Oh, it's adding that it goes to the father. That the pay there just said payments. Here it's the payments that go to the father. So the Gemara says, Liavia Nami Pshita. That's also obvious that our Mishnah is talking about that it goes to the, that it goes, or even the earlier Mishnah was talking about to the father. Why? It's what we just mentioned. Mitaka Yad Mefate. The fact that the Mishnah there on Daf Lamed Tes says by Mefate you pay, still pay three. If it's talking about her, not the father, he wouldn't pay anything. So the fact that you're paying in the case of Mefate already tells us that we know from Daf Lamed Tes. That is a case of the paying the father. De'ila atzma amai yahiv mefata midaita avad. Because if it's going to her, then it's midaita, and therefore she's mocheles. So again, the chiddush of the Mishnah can't be la'aviha. So the Gemara says, amda bedinit srichalei plukta derbi shimon v'rabanan. Okay, the chiddush is the next part of the Mishnah. The factor of ha'amadas hadin. Tosfos on top discusses, well, why couldn't the Mishnah, says the Tosfos, avagav de'ikah l'meimar da mechayvina mefata hainu ktana. Maybe you could say the earlier Mishnah is talking about a ktana, and that's why mefata pays. But it's talking about her, not her father, and our Mishnah is being mechadish about la'aviyah. So why did the Gemara suggest that? Maybe the earlier Mishnah, Daf Lamed Tes, is talking about ketana, and that's why even if it's mefate, she's not going to be able to be mocheles. Why? Because we know the principle, it doesn't quote it beferish, but pitoi ketana ones hu, as we had back earlier. So it's not called ratzon when it comes to a ketana. Pitoi ketana ones hu. So why did the Gemara suggest that? So, Hainu Biktana Dol Shayach Be Mechila, Ukidrabanan, Darbina Yishkas Malkamacher, why can't we be talking about that? Answer Tosfos. Sounds like we're talking about Nara. Sounds like we're talking about Nara, and that's why, that's why the Gemara did not suggest it. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger right here, I have a problem with Tosfos' even suggestion. I have a problem. Says the, Rabbi Kiva Eger. If you say pita ketana onesu, then it wouldn't even be called mefata. That's why the Gemara didn't suggest it. What was Tosfos bothered by? Maybe the Gemara could be talking about ketana. And therefore, the maktana, that's why, even in the case of mefata, it's going to go to the father, it's not going to be mochela. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Mishnah wouldn't term it, wouldn't call that case of mefata then, because pita ketana onesu. So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's ha'ara right here, dibiktana shows the batizo the pitoktana onesu. So that is Rabbi Kiva Eger's ha'ara on Tosfos. Rabbi Chanan then goes the next step, and I'm not going to get it fully into this now, and that is when we say pitoktana onesu, does that mean fully ones? Might not be so clear. We've mentioned in the past the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam, fascinating shita, pitoktana onesu, but neseras al baila. Neseras al baila. If a woman is married on a daraisa level, and she's mefuta. She's seduced at 10 years old, 11 years old. And again, imagine in the years back when they got married much, much younger. So in that case, Peter, she doesn't have full das. That's true. But she's enough to be Nasera Sabaila. She's not Chayevis Misa, but she's Nasera Sabaila. So you see from the Rambam already that there's something there. It's not fully called Ones. And Rabbi Chanan here says, it's neither. It's not fully called Ones, and it's not fully called Ratzon. He says, it's somewhere in the middle. For halachas that dafka need Ratzon, it's not called Ratzon. For halachas that dafka need Ones, it's not called Ones. So Issa Labayla needs, according to the Rambam, Ones to Matir. So this is an Ones. Right? So it's interesting. You don't need Ratzon to Asir. You just need Ones not to Asir. And this is an Ones for the Rambam. And that's why it's Asir even by a Ketana. But here, you might say, you need for it to be called in the Mishnah, for it to be called fully Ones, it's got to be Mamish Ones. Here, it's not Mamish Ones. Right? It's a little bit of Mefata. That's why it's a discussion on Tosfos. Okay, we continue. Tznan Asam, a new world. Tznan Asam, the Mishnah tells us in Mesechesh Shavuos. Mesechesh Shavuos. We are going to get into the sugya now of a mitzvah in this week's parsha. Asham Gezelos. We know most averus that we do by accident, I have to bring a karmen chatas for. But there are a certain averus, three averus plus two other times, that I bring a karmen asham. One of them is an asham gezelos. What is it? One of them I bring an asham gezelos, and asham has to do with gezela. If I have something of yours that you gave me to watch, or I stole something of yours, something I have, or I borrowed money, and I swear that I don't owe you money, or that I don't have your item. I swear about it. And then, amoda, that I swore falsely about money of yours. That's called Asham or Shvuas Asham Gzelos, and what's the halacha there? I have to pay Karen Chomesh and Asham. Meaning I have to pay the principal back and add on a Chomesh, which we call 25%. That's what it's a Chomesh after it's added on. 25%, and I have to bring a Karen Asham. That's the halacha. Why Dafka? These Averus bring in Karben Asham and not a Chatas. There are a few that also bring in all of a Yored, also Shavuos Eidus. But that's the din. That's the din of the here in Parakei of Vayikra. Asham Gazelos. Again, only Mechuyav if he admits afterwards. If Eidim come, then he's only Chayav the Karen, right? He's not Chayav the Chomesh and Asham if Eidim come. That's a special din. Special din if he's Modeh. Asham Gazelos. The Sefer Achinuch discusses this again. There's only one mitzvah of Karben Asham. He talks about all the different averos in Karben Asham. Karben mitzvahs Asham Vadai mitzvah Kuf Chav Tes, and he quotes the first one. The first one is Asham Gazelos, right? We say it in Izal Mekoman. Asham Gazelos, Asham Meilos, Asham Shivcha Harufa. Those are the three averos. Asham Nazir, Asham Etzora. Those are the five instances where one brings a. A carbon. So the Chinuch describes it. Kol amalve v'alove eina osa el. Let me just find the lashon. If not, it's what I just explained. Avapardish amale his kar hashem vaday shuminze hanikra kamkin hashem vaday asham gizelos. Okay, without going into the lashon, but that is the halacha. Right, if you deny having a pikadon, you deny having anything that has to do with money of your friend. Just one line, the Aznayin LaTorah, Rav Sarotskin says, if you deny having the pikadon of your friends, you got to be very careful. Because our neshamas are our pikadon also. The neshama Hashem gives us every day. We cannot be kofer pikadon. Right, neshama shenasate b'tahorahi. He's a kochesh b'pikadon tzarach lasim elibo. She nishmato mufkedes b'chol laila etzel adon kol haneshamos. Hashem takes our neshama every night. He's a shomer and he gives it back. Voy vavoy yihi yelo im yimdedu lo kemidaso. If we deny having pikdonos, we don't want Hashem to deny having our pikadon. V'lo yachziru lo pikdono. Halo oz yazov et ha-pikadon, shehufkar etzlo v'shekichesh bo, v'azavato la'achirim. That's what the Azayim Matorah, he reads Psukim a little different way than the average man. So, Baruch Hashem. Tanan Hasam. So now, with that introduction, the Mishnah says, Anasta pititas biti. Someone says, you are ma'anes and you are ma'fateh, my daughter. See, here's the father, right? The Mishnah had the lashon of her. But here, a man goes to a man and says, you are ma'anes and ma'fateh, my daughter. But who am I? Lo anasti v'lo patiti. No, I wasn't. Mashbiach ani. I swear to me, v'amar amen. He swears. So this is the case, right? This mafate or ma'anes has money that should go to the father. And he denies it and he swears about it. Chayiv, right? So if he's mode afterwards, then he's chayiv and asham gazelos, right? Karen, chomesh, and asham. Rabbi Shimon poter, she'eno, mishalim, knas, alpiyatra. Shimon's poter. Why? Because part of the payments are a knas. Fine, the boshes and the begam, but we learned yesterday the principle of modib knas is pater. So one of the payments here is about knas. So that's why you're going to be pater. So the Gemara is going to talk about later on. What's the machlokas about? Doesn't everybody agree? Mamon, you admit to your chayiv and knas pater. So why does the Tanakhama say your? Why doesn't Reb Shimon agree to that? Regarding at least the boshes and the begam, that's not knas. So we'll see what is a person's real intent on. Is it on the boshes? Is it on the pekam? But this is the machlokas. Amrulo, the rabbanan answer him. Ava b'sheinu mishalim knas al piyatzmo, v'mishalim boshes pekam al piyatzmo. You're right, you don't pay the knas, but what about the boshes of the pekam? That's a regular case of mammon that is owed, asham gezelos, and therefore he should have to pay. Right? That's the machlokas. Says the Gemara, Ba'amine Abaya Me Rabba. So Abaya asks Rabba the following question. There's an unusual comment in Rashi here, which the Gilyon Ashas points out. Right, Abaya is a Rashi from Rabba. Rashi has one line. Bar Nachmeni, the Rabbe Have. Rabba, you should know, was the Rabba Bar Nachmeni, and he was the Rebbe of Abaya. There are 4,000 conversations between Abaya and Rabba in Shas. Why all of a sudden here does Rashi say that you should know that Rabbi Nachmeni is his Rebbe? So you see here in the Gilyon Shas, he quotes, Ayin in Chubas Marabach, and Chubas Marishdam. Look there, they were Marich in this sugya. So this is one of the questions they deal with. The Sharm Siyan Balach also quotes a little bit of it. Why Rashi says that here, out of all places in Shas, they deal with it. Okay, but not for now. So Abaya asks Rabba for the following. Ha'omer l'chaver, the following b'raisa. Ha'omer l'chaver anasa p'titi des b'ti, v'hem ma'leticha b'din, v'nischayav t'limamon. Right? It's not just the case of Oni Samafata. A man goes to another man and says, you are my Oni Samafata, my daughter, and you were in such and such a bezdin, and they said, you're chayiv to pay me. Meaning, he's basically claiming mammon. At root, it's a knas, but once bezdin says you're chayiv a knas, it basically turns into a financial obligation. So it's not a knas anymore in the regular sense. He denies the whole thing. And the nishba v'hode, and then he admits to it. So now the question is, well, Rabbi Shimon says usually you're pater because it's being modeh b'knas. But here, is it still a knas? At root it was a knas, but now that you already had hamadas hadin, and Bezin said you're chayiv, does it lose its status of knas? L'Rabbi Shimon mai. Kivan to Amad Bedin Mamonaha Veyu Machayev Alei Karban Shvua. Do we say that even Rabbi Shimon, who said Pater before, would say Chayev here, because, you know, now it has the status of Mamon, Kfiras Mamon, Odilma Avagav to Amad Bedin Knasave. Or do we say, even though there was Hamadas Adin, at root, it's still a Knas payment, and therefore, what? And therefore you would not be chayav a karban shvua for denying it. There is a machlokas rishonim about what I just said. What is the question about? Rashi says, and Tosas points this, the other rishonim point this out, the Ritva points this out, that Rashi says the question seems to be on the shvua question, right? Do we say if you deny this knas that already Bezin said you're chayav, are you chayav a karban shvua or not? That's the question. Is it a question also about if he was about the knas itself, modeh b'knas pater? Is that a machlokas here? About whether you would say modeh b'knas pater in this case or not? Right? That is not a question according to Rashi. Meaning it's already mamon. It's already modeh b'knas, you would not be pater, because it already mechuyev in bezdin. The only shaila is karban shvua might have a higher standard. That if something at root was a knas payment, even if Bezdin says you're chayev now, and it is called mamon for other areas of halacha, so too here, that's as well. That's what Rashi seems to say, because he focuses, the question is only on the karban shvua element. And what's the Gemara answer? Amar le mamona ave, umechayev ale karban shvua. Fine. If you look in Rabbeinu Chananel, though, Rabbeinu Chananel, quoted in the Rishonim here, had a little different girsa in the Gemara. Little different girsa, very different girsa, I should say. His girsa is, I'll read you the girsa, the Ritva quotes the girsa. Homer and Azapetitas be divichulu. Kivan sha'amad bedin mamona have, odilma avagav da amad bedin knasa have, umote beknas pater. Meaning, Rabbeinu Chananel understands that the Gemara is asking not only a karban shvua question, but a motive knas question. Maybe Rabbi Shimon holds that even if Bezin's bechayev you the mamon, if you admit to it, you're still going to be motive knas pater. That would be a huge chiddush, because Bezin already said you're chayev. So that's Rabbeinu Chananel's suggestion, and the reason why it might be one or the other, there's a Gemara that we'll get to Bezin in a couple of minutes, which might point in one direction and not in the other direction. Meaning, he points Rabbeinu Chananel. We'll see a line on Amid Beis sounds more like Rabbeinu Chananel than Rashi, but should be aware, what is this machlokas about? Is it only about Shvuas Asham Gezelos and the Asham Shvuas Gezelos or not? Okay, so Eisfe. So that was a statement. Abaye asked Rabbah, how far would Rabbi Meir go? And Rabbah answered him. So Eisve, I'll ask you a question from the previous Brisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yachol, I might have thought. A new Brisa, I'm sorry. Omer l'chaveiro anaso pititi esbiti. V'hu omer lo anasi v'lo pititi. Right, well, the havamin is, if somebody says, you are ma'adis of a fat, then he denies it. Hey, mishorches avdi. V'hu omer lo hemis. These are all examples of knasos, right? Your shor killed my eved, so you owe me 30 shkalim. V'hu omer lo hemis, he denies it. Osha omer lo avdo, he palta et shinai v'simita et enai. Or his eved kanani says, you knocked out my eye or my tooth, and therefore the halacha is that you have to free me. And the Gemara is assuming that is also called a knas. Rashi says, in the bottom Rashi, nami knasahu. This is also a knas. Not a payment, but it's like a major payment. You have to set him free. Shahri mamonahu ke'echad min achamorim. Meaning it's his property. And he has to set him free. So therefore that is also considered a knas. V'hu omer lo ipalti v'lo simiti. In all these cases of knas, v'nishba v'hode, and he is nishba and moda yachol yehe chayiv. You might think you're chayiv in this case. Tamalomar, no. V'kicheish ba'amiso be'pikadon o b'tesumas yad. This is the pasuk in the parasha about our case, if he denies, v'kichas b'miso, he denies for his friend, b'pikadon, about a pikadon, something you gave me to watch, oh, b'tsumas yod, anything that I have of yours, oh, b'gazal, I stole something, oh, ashakas b'miso, or I have money that I owe you, that you're my worker, oh, matza aveda, v'kicheshba, v'nishba al sheker. That's the end of the pasuk. So you see all of these. Ma'elu miyuchadin shehein mamon. Just like all of these listed are mamon chiyuvim that I have to you. Af kol shehein mamon. So too, you're only chayiv an asham gezelos if I swear falsely and admit about mamon. Yatsu elu shehein knas. Excluding all of these. These are knasos payments. The shloshim shel eved or the onisim afate. Fine, that's the brisa. So the brisa says, Rabbi Shimon would say, in these cases, you're not chayiv. So what's this case talking about? The words don't say anything about Amadas Adin. So far this is not a chiddush. But now the Gemara says, my lav bisha amad bedin. Isn't this talking about a case where the root discussion between the Toveya and the Nitva is really after Amadas Adin? Meaning, the Toveya saying, you amadit samafate, and Bezdin said you're chayv already. And then he denied it. And that's where the Brisa is saying that even there, Reb Shimon says pater, which is against what Rabbi answered Abaya. Isn't it even if there was Hamadas Adin? So Gemara says, lo, k'shalom amad v'din. No, there was no Hamadas Adin yet. Meaning it's a pure knas. There was no Hamadas Adin, and that's why, Potter. There's a what to say on that, but let's continue. Actually, let's just say now. The Rishonim point out on this line, there was no Hamadas Adin, then what do you need a pasuk for? Isn't that obvious? There was no Amadas Adin, so it's a pure knas. If it's a pure knas, of course you're going to be putter and not chayav for karbishvu. You're denying a knas. So the Rishonim here struggle to try to figure out, you know, what would be the chiddush of the brisa if the brisa is about there was no Amadas Adin. So Tosfos says, well, maybe the pasuk is just an asmachta. It's an asmachta. Really, of course, it's knas, you know, you're modeb knas putter, you're not chayav for karbishvu. It's a low-level asmachta. Right? Remember the Ritvin Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, which we always like to quote, talks about serious types of asmachtas. And asmachta b'yalma, so this would be like in the second type. Asmachta b'yalma, that's the Tosfos. The Ramban says, amazing Havamina, maybe you would have thought that even though it's a knas, it was all mothers adin, maybe you'd be chayiv because of boshes and pagam. Meaning, because the boshes and the begam is chayiv for, maybe the knas would have been dragged along. And even though mozeh beknas is usually pater, because there are other payments you're paying, so you'd be chayiv the knas also, that's the chiddush of the pasuk. V'kichesh b'amiso, that you're not chayiv the knas in this case, which is an amazing havamina. Right? That all the payments we've said up till now, maybe it works the other way. Maybe the boshes and begam will be held hostage by the knas. But now the Ramban is saying the havamina the other way. Maybe the boshes and begam will hold on to the knas. Okay. Viter. So that's what the Gemara says. There's no kasha on Rabbah. Because the price is about where there was no Amadas Adin. Says the Gemara 1 minute. But the first part of that price, which we're about to quote, is clearly where there was Amidas Adin. So it doesn't that mean the Seifa also. How do you know? Diktani Resha. This is what the first part of that price says. Ainli Ela Dvarim Shem Shalman Aleim Asakaren. I only know that you bring a carbon shvua, not a carbon shvua, asham gazelos, only when you're denied something that you have to pay, the karen. Tashlumi kefa, tashlumi dala veheva, oni svema fata, moti shemri minayin. How do I know that in all these other cases also, if you swear about it, then you admit you're also chay of the carbon, tamalomar, moalamal, riba. That extra phrase includes it. So what does the brisa say? In all these cases of knasos, you're still chayiv the chayiv. So one second, hey chidami, what are we talking about? Idalo amad bedin kfeila miika. If there was no amidas adin yet, so what kind of kefil is there? What kind of kefil is there? Says Rashi 2 days. Maybe he didn't even steal. And even if he did steal, maybe he's going to be moda. Right? So it's a knas, or it doesn't even exist yet. So what are we talking about? So ela pshita b'sha amad bedin. So that part of the brayso, so for sure, talking about a case where it was already amadas adin, he's already chayiv kefel. Umi de reisha b'sha amad bedin, seifanami b'sha amad bedin. And since the reisha says amad bedin, so the seifa, which we just quoted on the bottom of amad aleph, must also be talking about a case where there was amadas adin. And if that's true, then we're back to the question on Rabbah. Why? Because the brayso says that according to Rabbi Shimon, you're going to be patur on a Asham Gezelos, once there was Amadas Adin, but Rabbi said otherwise. Rabbi said it's called Mamon, and you're going to be Chayiv. So, Rabbi said you're going to be Chayiv, and the Brisa says you're going to be Potter. So the Gemara says, Omar le, yachilna l'shnuya l'cha reisha b'shamar b'din v'seifa b'shalo amar b'din. I could say that there's a chilek between, if there was amar b'din or not, v'kula Rabbi Shimon he, and really, it's all Rabbi Shimon. Meaning, the reisha that we just quoted, and then the seifa, which was on Aman Aleph, maybe it's all Rabbi Shimon. The difficulty is, though, that it says Rabbi Shimon Omar in the middle of that brisa. So that's what the Gemara says. V'shinuye dechiki lo mashanina lecha. But it will be a difficult answer if I suggest that to Imkain. If so, amartali, you could say to me, listni reisha Rabbi Shimon Omer, or listni seifa divra Rabbi Shimon. Don't put Rabbi Shimon Omer right in the middle, the beginning of the seifa, which makes it sound like it's not the same opinion. So that's why I can give you that answer, but it will be a difficult answer. So really, I'm going to give you the following answer. The Sharman Siyana Balachi here quotes a tshuva of the Maharik, where the Maharik says, many times you find that the Ramba, more than any other Rishon, would paskin like a Yerushalmi over a Bavli if he feels that the answer in the Bavli is Shinuye Dechiki. So he quotes that on that this Lashon. But the Ramba always looks at who has the best way of reading the Mishnayos, the Psukim, any paskins that way. So either way, so we're stuck. So what do we do with this brisa? Elakula bishamad bedin. Really, you're right. The whole brisa is what there was amadas adin v'reisha rabbanon v'sefer b'shimon. And like we said, it's a machlokas. The reisha is the rabbanon that basically you are always chayiv when you deny it. And the seifa, which we quoted on the bottom of the previous amid, is Rabbi Shimon, the seifa which said pater. But umodina lecha, and now we're adding modina lecha leinyan karban shvua drachmana patre mivakicheish. And the Rabbi Shimon's chiddush is specifically by shvuas ha'edus. It's really by shvuas ha'edus that even after hamadas hadin, because at root it's still a knas payment. If you deny that and then you swear about it and then you admit, you're not going to be chayav a karban shvuah, the Asham Gezelos. Special din. Asham Gezelos has a very high standard. All those examples in the Torah of Pikadon and Tzumas Yad and etc. That's all. It has to be like that. It has to be at root a mamon payment. If it's a knas payment that Bezin was b'chayav you, it's still not good enough. V'chi kamina mamon. And when Rabbah said it's called mamon according to Rabbi Shimon, it was not regarding shvuas ha'edus, but it was not regarding Asham Gezelos, but it was Havela Horisha Labanev. It just meant that if the person already was Mechuyavit, he can be Morishit to his children. Period. So this Lashon is what the Rishonim pointed out doesn't work so well for Rashi earlier. Because for Rashi earlier, he said, well, the question was about Mamish, this Asham Gezelos. Now we're saying, well, Rabba never meant it by Asham Gezelos. He meant it by the din of Lahorisha Labanev. So it works better, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that he was asking two things. Now he just rejected one of those things. According to Rashi, we have to reject exactly how we explained it before and change the whole thing. Okay, that's, either way, it's not impossible. Not impossible. So what did we just say up until now, just now, that Rabbi Shimon Shita is? Rabbi Shimon holds like the Rabbanon, that it's Mamon, once Bezdin is Mechayevit, in regarding Lahorisha Labanov, and it's a special Gzeres HaKasuf by Asham Gezelos, that even if Bezin said you're chayiv already, it still retains its knas identity, and therefore you're going to be putter in the case of the Asham Gezelos. So Eisvei, let's see if that holds up. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Now we get to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah that we started this paragraph with. That's what this has all been brought here for. Rabbi Shimon Omer. What did Rabbi Shimon say in our Mishnah? What's the crucial moment regarding Amad Sadin? No. Shas Gevia. If you remember our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Im lo espika ligvos at shemesa'av. If the ma'anes or mefate did not pay until the father died, hare hein shel atzma. She gets to keep it. But 1 minute, the e amrit mamon havi lo risha labanav. But if we say according to Rabbi Shimon, they're right when Bezin says you have to pay. At least he admits that it's mamon to be morishit to his children. La'atz mamai. So why should she get it? The achin boy mevi. Should go to the brothers. Go to the brothers right after Hamadas Adin. We just said that even Rabbi Shimon agrees that once there's Hamadas Adin, then the knas is called mamon regarding lahorisha labanav. A person is not morish a knas to his children, but he's morish mamon to his children. So the knas is called mamon. So why only by shas gevia? So Amar Rava haimilsa kishoy baraba v'Rav Yosef esrim v'tartan shnin. This bothered them for 22 years. This kasha. That's the musar of the day. Right, some things could bother us for 22 years, and we should still be bothered by it, and still want to get the answer. Don't give up. 22 years? So Rashi explains from the Gemara elsewhere, the end of Brachos, that Rabba was the Rosh Hashiva for 22 years, and then Rav Yosef became the Rosh Hashiva, and Hashem wanted everybody to realize that Rav Yosef was a tremendous Rosh Hashiva, even though the Rabba was the Oker Harim, and Rav Yosef was Sinai, the Bekiyas. So he gave him the answer to this question. Siyata Dishmaya, after 22 years, everybody would be like, whoa! He got the answer to the Kasha, right? The $25,000 Kasha. So this bothered them 22 years. Velo Ifrik, at the Yosef Rav Yosef Aresh, until Rav Yosef became the Rosh Hashiva, Upirka, and he answered, Shiny Hassam, by Ones and Mefate, special din. Just like we just said, Hashem Gezelos has a special din. So here too, the Knas of Ones and Mefate has a special din. The Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, V'nasana isha shochev ima lavi anara chamishim kasef, lo zichza Torah la'av ela mishas nesina. It says V'nasan. So the nesina is the crucial moment, specifically by this knas, V'chika'ama rabba mamona avila risha labana v'shar knasos, by other knasos, where it doesn't use the verb nesina. So that's where Rabbi Shimon says that it's called mamon lo risha labana. But here it's a special din, it goes by shas nesina. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, I'll give you another knas. Elamayata gabe eved. If a person's animal kills an eved, dechsev kasef shloshim shkalim yitain ladonav. You also have a verb there, yitain achanami lo zichze torah laadon elamishas nesina. Should also say there. It also has a verb of nesina. Answer yitain lechud v'nasan lechud. There's a difference between yitain and v'nasan. Right? Why? What do you mean? So v'nasan is, and he gave, it's mamash that he gave already. So it's like, that's why it's saying, Lush, it's as if it's already done, and therefore that's the crucial moment. Yitain is what it should be done in the future, and therefore that's not, that doesn't tell us the crucial moment. The Ritva says maybe it's not just based on the words, it's based on where the words are in the pasuk. Look in the Ritva here, not just the tense game. So Yihach, he says the Gemara, one second. So we gave a nice, beautiful pshat. What did Jesus say up till now? That by Hashem Gezelos, there's a special din that it retains the status of Knas even after Bez Din is Bechayev it. Right? Even though you would say, Motip Knas Chayev, still, it's not called Knas for Hashem Gezelos, which is an amazing distinction. And refer Ones and Mefat to Knas, it goes by Shas Nesina and Shas Gevia. But what did we say was the word that in the Brisa, that Rabbi Shimon said his Ashita is based on? V'kichesh. That was the bottom of the previous Amud. That's what he based it on. Says the Gemara, I hachi tamalomer v'kichesh, tamalomer v'nasan mi boile. The nasan is the key word, not the v'kichesh. So why does the Brisa talk about v'kichesh? See Rashi, tepeglei v'kichesh bitmiya klomar. My arya, the nasav la'ashas, leftura mi v'kichesh. Kechi diyalef sharknasas, right? Just say that our case is unique because of v'nasan. Answer, Amarava, Kiyitzrach v'kichesh, you need v'kichesh, kagon for the following case. Sha'amda b'din, ubagra v'mesa. What if she had a mother's hadin and then she became a bogaris? Meaning, now it should go to her. And then she died, but who yarshins her? Her father yarshins her. Tahasam ki kayaris aviha minadida kayaris. That case, she minadida, she's going to yarshin it from the father. And regarding the father, right, if it's going to go to the father, then it goes by Shas Gevia, but here the father's going to still get it because it was supposed to go to her. And he's getting it through a real chiyuv of her. Says the Gemara, last line for today, Ihachi yasu elu shehen knas mamonu. But what do you mean? So excluding these, the language on the bottom, again, excluding these that are knas, it should say that it's mamon then, because that's what it has the status if it's going through her. Amar Nachman bar Yitzchak yasu elu shikaron knas. Okay, the root of them are knasos, even though now is going to be collectible because it is mamon. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Eisvei, and by the Shem, we will continue with going back to the previous mission in Shavuos, starting with the beginning of the next daf, and then we get into other issues with the next mission. Okay, we'll stop here.